Hello, this is
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Gist of Freedom Estate. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African-American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Hello, this is Leslie Gist.
Hey, how are
you? Freedom. Great. I'm happy you're on the line. Hold on one second. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Mr. Larry Lack, tell the audience who you are and why we are inviting you back on the show for the third time.
Well, this is Larry Lack Henderson. I'm the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment, and what we specialize in is educational hip-hop music. I'm currently focusing on kids that are dropping out of school so that we can give them some motivational tools to reconsider why education is important. And I am back for the third time because you guys love me. No, I'm just playing. Because
that's right.
You know, we have a new album that we're promoting. We have a new music that we're trying to get out here. And you know, I'm lucky to be somebody that you would bring back to the show.
All right. Tell us about the latest song, and then we'll play a clip.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
MLK.
Okay, cool. This is in the name of MLK. We did a song to not only talk about some of the things that he's done, but also to highlight his warrior spirit and to let people know that, you know, once you're in a nonviolent movement, it doesn't mean that you're in any way a soft type of person. So I wanted to highlight, you know, King's, you know, his, you know, the warrior spirit that you have to have in order to put your life on the line for a particular cause.
All right, here we go.
Revolution ain't for television, it's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. It's for kings like Martin Luther, who had a vision on the front line for his peoples, not fearing death or prison. Dreams turn to nightmares, and I'm right where they don't fight fit. Get choked out or get shot there, but us don't, and they don't care. Respect for our humanity, not another tragedy, especially when peace and nonviolence has been the strategy. Targets on the backs of my peoples who from the underbelly, trying to make a living by means considered necessary. Burnt down Black Wall Street, progress and then white sheets, lawmen, then fire hose, then canine, then draw heat, tear gas to that taser gun. Unjust laws that only target us. Wanna block the vote, wanna strip our rights and put us in the cell to return it does. But like King said, we gon' fight the fight. We done sacrificed enough lifeless price. In the protest, you gon' hear a chant that sweet shell went tonight.
The revolution ain't for television, it's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television, it's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television, it's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television, it's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission.
My people's dying every day like this is civil war. King and only fight for the Christians who tried to help our poor. After gaining ground in the south, he went from west to north, seeing how they lived in the ghettos begin to change his course. He saw what Malcolm did. It's more than politics. It's more than integration. We must fix the finances. System ain't designed for the elite to change the power course. It is designed to keep us struggling and cut the power off. It ain't a game until a pawn become a queen. Snatch up your rook, a couple bishops, and start moving on your king. Start up the marches and the protests. Become in peace, organize. Let's speak the truth and not leave a hood all burnt down and vandalized. Let's build upon the leaders of the past and take it farther than them. Give the generation coming up a lot of father figures. Keep our little soldiers and women from heading straight to prison. Listen, cause the revolution won't be on your television.
The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution.
Wow, that was deep. How long did it take for you to write that rap?
You know, that, you know, to actually write it, you know, it took probably 2-3 days. You know, I spent a lot of time doing the research, however, you know, just combing over the books that I had, one of them being Malcolm and Martin, American Dream, A Nightmare. I have another book that says, you know, it's the King's Speeches. And it's all of them, and you know, it takes longer to do the research than it actually does to write the material. So you know, okay. once I kind of submerge myself in the information, I then just find the beat, and you know, pretty much take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, which research, which line did you find the most interesting as far as your research? And really surprised you. What did you learn during your research for this rap?
Well, you know, it wasn't really a lot that I was unfamiliar with. You know what I mean? I'm sort of combing over things that I've already read, you know, because I definitely mm-hmm. tried to bring out subjects that, you know, I have some type of familiarity with. But, you know, mm-hmm. for me, I think it's one of the most interesting things about Martin Luther King is, you know, during the latter years of his life, his philosophy, and, you know, he began to change as far as his views as he visited mm-hmm. Chicago and lived there. And then when he went out to Watts and was out in California, and they didn't show him any love there because they didn't really adapt to the nonviolent movement, you know, because of the brutality that they were experiencing. You know, it was different, and that changed his views. And the latter years mm-hmm. of his life, they aren't emphasized as much as the, you know, his earlier years, where it was definitely spiritually based and, you know, nonviolent was the tactics and, you know, it was strictly for integrational sort of thing. You know, he definitely mm-hmm. changed his views during the latter years of his life, and they don't bring that out.
Mm-hmm. Can you get deeper into what, you know, can you talk about the last march? His last march.
The last march?
Mm-hmm. His, you know, when you said he changed his views.
What I mean when I say he changed his views, you know, he began to see that it was more than integration was needed in order to fix the problems within the African American community. You know, he began to see mm-hmm. that, you know, there was a system of systematic racism that was in play and mm-hmm. that we had to focus on our finances and jobs and, you know, mm-hmm. programs that supported, you know, an economic base in the black community. and unifying all across the board, whether you are a Muslim or a Christian, or, you know, whether you were in groups such as SNCC or the NAACP, you know, that he began to see that organization was key amongst everyone. You know what I mean? I even think that, you know, that's also the direction that Malcolm X was headed towards, especially when he separated from the Nation of Islam. You know, although he was still a Muslim, you know, he began to work with more people and began to say that, you know, we need to come together as black people and not just, you know, we as Muslims, or, you know what I mean, whatever particular group of religion you belong to. So, you know, during the latter part of his life, more so than integration, which I think was the main focus of his earlier years, he began to just change his views. And I know that his stay in Chicago, or his visits in Chicago and his visits in California, were the two instrumental or the two pivotal things that began to curve his views, according to him.
And you're talking about who? Martin Luther King. Okay. I know one of his last marches was called the Poor People's Campaign.
He was marching for the janitors and the garbage and the labor workers. I think he was in Memphis, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and he was assassinated. During that march, posters where they were carrying "I am a man" are very valuable, and it says a lot. And like you said, his views had shifted to something more like another hero, and I hope that you're going to create a rap for him, which is Mr. Paul Robeson. And you're from Jersey.
Yes.
I'm from Jersey, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but whatever you know about Paul Robeson, tell us a little bit.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm a Rutgers alumni. So, you know, I'm definitely working on a song for Brother Paul Robeson. You know, not only him being an activist, not only him being an athlete, you know, and being a football player at Rutgers University at the time where you hardly seen black people on teams, you know, and also being a world traveler, and also using, you know, his acting skills to not only bring people or expose different audiences to the talents of the African-American community, but also taking the stances that he did as far as the racial injustices that were happening, you know, in that particular time that he was around. So I'm definitely working on that song. You know, it's taken me a little, you know, some time, you know what I mean? Because like I said, it's... You know, that's going to be a, you know, that song, it means a lot to me to really get that right. You know, I know they called him a communist and things of that nature when he went across seas. And, you know, once you try to get into the complexities of why he felt what he felt, you know, you really got to, you know, you can't just read one book and decide to write a song. You know, it takes a lot of research.
Right. And I'll say a little bit. I just saw the movie last week, Rosenwald, which talks about Booker T. Washington, how Rosenwald was a Jewish man, a philanthropist that was one of the CEOs of Sears and Roebuck. And together he and Booker T. Washington, along with the black community, built over 5,000 schools in less than 15 years. And I thought it was pretty odd that the same person who helped build the schools also supported W.E.B. Du Bois, who was instrumental in the NAACP. And if you know in history, the NAACP really, really dislikes Paul Robeson. Now, Paul Robeson was a man that represented the labor movement. And he went all over the world doing something that Martin Luther King was doing, which is saying the Poor People's Campaign. So Paul Robeson said to the people, mainly white people, in the Soviet Union, that you should stay where you are and fight to have unions and the labor movement, similar to what Martin King did right before he was assassinated. So I just wanted to put that out there, to put everything in its proper context in history, that, you know, the labor movement has always been a big threat. And because African Americans came here primarily for labor and their intellect, anytime we have someone like Paul Robeson, who is aware of the world problems in, as it relates to labor. So I'm really looking forward to having you back on to perform your Paul Robeson series. Now, are you going to take these songs and put them into one CD and have a little companion book for teachers and educators?
Well, Lesson 2 comes out in February. Mm-hmm. You know, we're actually dropping two albums. We're going to drop an album called Dark Matters, and we're dropping an album called Lesson 2. And, you know, these songs that I'm releasing now are off of the Lesson 2 album. But, you know, as far as something specifically for teachers, you know, when we go in and do workshops, we kind of prepare our own study guides that we give directly to the children. You know, I really don't, you know, I if a teacher wants to contact me and wants to work on something in particular so that we can use it for their direct needs, we'll do that. But I don't just make something specifically for teachers to use, because there's so many different curriculums, there's so many needs that you have to address, and there's so many different levels that the kids are on, that I'm not going to be able to just put out a broad, you know, that's not what we do. You know, our communication through the music, our broad information is through the songs, and then from there we begin to break things down depending on who we're dealing with.
Okay. Now, while we're talking about teachers and people that may want to work with you and use your music as a teaching tool, could you give out your contact information?
Certainly. You know, you can find us on the website and at smart-hiphop.com, which will give you the music that you can download and find out information about interviews and tour dates and get a background on Smart Music and information. Once again, that website is smart-hiphop.com. We're also on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. We're on Instagram at Smart Hip Hop. And we're on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. But go to the website, smart-hiphop.com. You'll find all of our contact and our emails and everything that you need to find out in order to directly contact us.
Okay. Now let's get back to your music. You also have a rap song about Harriet Tubman.
Yes. Yes, I do. It's called Harriet the Conductor. And, you know, this song is just, there's so much that she has contributed. There's so many things that she's done. You know, I just try to pick certain things out so I can fit a lot of information in that 3 to 5 minute time span that you have to do a song. But, you know, she's an incredible American icon. You know, I'm not just going to say, I mean, of course she's an African-American, but she's an American hero. And I just wanted to make a song that truly highlighted some of her contributions that people may or may not know about.
Okay. Now, right now, she's in the news. People are lobbying for her to be placed on some currency.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this controversy?
Yes, I am. You know, okay. I've been paying attention to both sides. I am in support of her being on the currency. I have read, you know, the article saying that, why would we put her on the American currency? And, you know, it's not our money. And, you know, I've read all that stuff. I just don't agree with it. You know, I think that if people want to put this black woman on the currency, then allow that to happen. You know what I mean? That's just the way I feel about it. You know, everybody else can go on currency. Now we want to put a black person on the currency and black people are complaining. So, you know, and I don't want to, and you know, insult anybody who feels strongly, but I'm on the other side of that, of those views.
Okay. Yeah, I think she should replace Andrew Jackson. I think Andrew should go. I think he has to go.
We're talking about the $10 bill here.
Right. I think he should go because, you know, the Trail of Tears, and, you know, if anyone has to go, do not bother Alexander Hamilton. There's a play out called Hamilton, and it is a hip-hop play. Did you hear about it?
No. You lost me with that one. There's a hip-hop play for Alexander Hamilton called Hamilton, a hip-hop play.
Yes, a hip-hop play. I've been following it for 2.5 years, and guess who went to see it?
You did.
Not me. I'm looking. Mr. our president, President Obama took his daughters last time he was in New York City. He took them to see this hip-hop play called Hamilton. You're breaking all kinds of records. I'll tag you on Facebook some of the pictures. I was a little disappointed.
Yes,
I really didn't.
I said, yeah, please do.
I will.
Yeah,
I was disappointed that. Because the star of the play sat in the audience with the president instead of on stage performing. So I was a little taken back. But other than that, I'll still go see it, but I'm not in such a rush. But, yeah, I'll tag you. I think it's interesting. Hamilton, again, Jersey connection. He founded Paterson, New Jersey, as part of the experiment to have the first industrial revolution city. It's supposed to be a model city with factories and so forth, and the Great Falls and power and hydro and a hydro plant, which still is in operation today, but is used for the private sector instead of for the poor people. So I'm looking forward to seeing one of your plays on Broadway, a hip-hop play, where you can showcase all of these Black Hills, not just one. And Hamilton is considered African-American. He's from African descent from the West Indies. So this play has a lot of Black, mostly Latino and African-American cast members, and I could see you doing something like that. And if you want to, you know, talk about off air, we do have connections here at the Gist of Freedom with Crossroads Theater, and they have a program called Genesis. And I know you're from the New Brunswick area. I don't know if you still
yes.
live out here, but
no,
the Crossroads Theater. Yeah, the Crossroads Theater. They have a program for young people to learn hip hop and poetry and all the arts. So I think that's something that we can tie you in with Mrs. Susan Settle. She's on Facebook as well. Hopefully she's listening. So we went over Harriet Tubman.
And shout out to Crossroads Theater. You know, I used to live on Livingston Avenue, which is the block that theater's on the other end. But, you know, definitely I've been to a couple plays there. I've supported the businesses there quite a few times. And, you know, hopefully something can happen, man. I'd love to be a part of anything that's going down, of course, from my hometown.
Wonderful. And I'm definitely going to pass this interview on to Susan Settles and the rest of the Crossroads Theater crew. There's a lot happening. A lot of exciting things. They just filmed Repairing the Nation with playwright Nicole Salter. PBS came down for two shows and filmed it, and it's going to be broadcast this fall. So Crossroads is doing great things, and I'm pretty sure they would be honored to have you. Now, you did Harriet, you did MLK. Let's talk about two more of the historic icons that you featured in your rap.
Okay.
And you can choose either one.
Oh, okay. And this is outside of Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman.
Right.
You know, I have a song. We talk about Queen Nzinga, and that's going to be an amazing song. We have, you know, as far as lessons.
Wait a minute. I know who she is, and I just discovered her at the age of 46. I found out about her. Talk about that amazing woman. You're going ancient Africa, right?
Well, yeah, you know, on lesson one, I have a song called Kings and Queens, and I briefly kind of discussed her there, you know, just saying who she was. And I had to get deeper into her story because of how powerful of a ruler she was, you know. And I know that people don't really, you know, saying know this information and know that, you know, she was one of the leading warriors as far as the slave results was concerned, when the French and the Portuguese, you know, when they were coming into Africa trying to, you know, round up people in the beginning of, you know, I would call the slave trade wars, even, you know, before we, I'm not going to even get into the transatlantic slave trade and that information.
Right.
But, with the things that Queen Queen Nzinga was doing on the continent of Africa was incredible. The respect that the other rulers of the other European hierarchies was forced to give her as a result of the army that she led and the organizations and the different tactics that she used. You know, she faked her death one time. You know what I mean? And was able to come back and slaughter her army because they thought she was dead, and here she comes riding into town. You know what I mean? Or the fact that, you know, when they was trying to embarrass her when she was meeting with one president and they didn't offer a place to sit, so the soldiers that she had with her made a seat out of themselves. You know what I mean? Somebody would sit on the floor, and you know what I'm saying? And, she was able to sit on her soldiers' backs, you know what I mean, and look to the other rulers in the eye. You know what I mean? So there's, you know, it's an amazing piece, you know, so we get into her. But, you know, we also have...
That is awesome. I have to tell you, I know you mentioned, you know, you're not putting this into any type of little booklet for teachers, but I'm going to keep pushing it. You know, I'm very stubborn. Do you know Miss Stephanie Wilson? Stephanie James Wilson? She's executive director of the Amistad curriculum for the state of New Jersey.
No, I'm not familiar with her off top.
Okay. Well, she is also from your area. She's from Cherry Hill, and she's been overseeing that department. She is responsible for making sure every public school includes Black history in every subject all throughout the year, not just in February. And she has a workshop every summer at Montclair State University for history teachers, mainly history teachers, social studies teachers, and she would love to have you perform and teach these history teachers, because what you just explained in a matter of minutes was very powerful, and I could just see students just at the edge of their seats hearing you talk about this and introducing this rap, and I'm just really, every time I speak to you, it's as if it's the first time. You know, you never cease to amaze me with all the great things. And I know we don't have all night, but tell us one, give us one more person that you rap about that, you know, is extremely fascinating and similar to this queen who faked her death and was a warrior. Was she a maroon? Or was that term not even used back in Africa?
Well, they don't know. She's, as far as I know, she's not a maroon.
She's like, she was an African.
Yes.
Okay.
I know, as far as the maroons, I know you're talking about Morocco, and I know some of the.
They're
Moors
here too. They were.
Like Moors will tell you that the origin of Moors is from Morocco, and Morocco kind of turns into Moors. But there's a lot of. You know, I'm not an expert on Moors. You know, I do have a song about the Moors, and I do get into the information that I know about them. But the more Moors that I actually meet, you know, there's such, there's just a lot of information, and there's a lot of different perspectives about their information. So, but no.
Okay. All right. And how do you want to wrap this interview up? Do you want to do another rap song? Do you want to do you want to talk about one of your raps before you give out your information for the last time? Shout out some of your
people. You know, I do have a new song with Talib Kweli. It's called Run America. We are currently promoting that right now. You can get it on iTunes, Amazon, and all of that types of good stuff. You can go to the website again, which is smart-hiphop.com, to hear it. And, you know, this is along with, you know, a lot of other music that we have coming out on Lesson 2. We have an anti-bullying song called Laugh For My Pain. We have a song called Black Men Rock, which is sort of an anthem and just talks about the positive contributions that Black males and Black people in general have made throughout the world. You know, we just, you know, it's a lot of music. We have some good music on Lesson 2. And, you know, like I said, we do have an album coming out called Dark Matter. But stay focused on Lesson 2 and get Run America and listen to MLK, listen to Harriet Tubman, the conductor, listen to Black Man Rock, listen to I Am We Are. You know, we just have, you know, we have a bunch of just great music and great material that we're coming out with. That's available right now for people to have.
Wonderful. Yes, it's on your website. You have an entire playlist there available, which I enjoyed listening to, and you can download it. So, people, this is a back-to-school show. It's an all-year-round show, but because we're heading back to school, some people listen already in school. But for you people who aren't, let's get ready for back-to-school night and back-to-school, the new school year, period. And let's have a wonderful school year. Thank you so much, Mr. Henderson.
I appreciate it, and thank you for giving me the opportunity and providing the platform. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good night.
You as well.